David Hefner has won cash and prizes totaling $7,361. Today, one of our contestants could win a personal computer, a stereo system, a gold watch, or a trip to Singapore, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this pair of Pontiac Fieros and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hi, thank you very much. Delighted to have you with us. Nice to have you with us for Sale of the Century. Well, we crowned a new champion on our last show, and he did very well with over $7,000 in winnings. Let's welcome him back. This is David Hefner. Hello, David.
Very glad to be back.
Good to see you again. Yeah, $500 in cash, trip to Singapore.
All right.
Nice prize. Are you ready to go again?
I'm ready. Let's crank
man,
it up.
Man flew in from Nevada to join us, and it's paid off so far. We'll see if it continues. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew.
Hello there, Summer. How are you doing today?
How about you?
I'm fine. Got some good people. What are you looking at now? You're going to make...
That pink tie.
You don't like that, huh? It matches your outfit.
It looks fantastic.
Sure. Okay. Who did you bring us?
She's really picky. From Somas, California. A big hand, too. Joan Ritzy.
Hello there, Joan.
And he's learning how to drive from Manhattan Beach, California. Let's hear it for Neil Cronin.
Hi there, Neil. Summer, we'll see you a little later with somebody. I won't wear this tie anymore.
Neil, you're learning how to drive. That's unusual. A Californian doesn't know how to drive.
Well, there's a double meaning there. I'm an avid golfer, and last week had the distinction of teeing it into the middle of the Ventura Freeway and then into the Country Club's cafe. So I had
learning how to drive, golf driving there. Yeah, I'd say so. You got to be careful out there on the freeway with you golfing. Good to have you here, Neil. Joan, what is this about being really picky?
Well, Jim, my husband and I own an avocado farm, and I am the chief avocado picker.
Oh.
I make a lot of guacamole.
Yes, yes, that'll do. That'll do it. You enjoy it?
Yes, very much.
Nice to have you here with us.
Thank
good
you.
Luck. Good luck to all three of you. $20 starts you off. Let's get into it. In movies, which of the Marx Brothers never spoke a word? Neil.
Harpo.
Harpo was right. $5 for the correct answer. Neil goes to 25. They come in fountain, felt tip, ballpoint, David.
Pens.
That's what they have in common. They're pens. The champion gets his first five. You tune into MTV to watch your favorite rock video. What does the M stand for? Neil?
Music.
Music video, that's right. Music television. Another five for the challenger, Neil, to 30. According to the adage, if you give someone an inch, Neil?
They'll take a mile.
That's what they'll take, and Neil goes to 35. What dairy product would you get if you churn milk fat? David?
Butter.
Butter is right, and the champion goes to 30. But it's time for an instant bargain, and it is the player in the lead who can buy bargain merchandise. Neil, you've got a $5 lead over the champion. First opportunity to buy, and I think we've got something quite nice. Take a look at this.
Neil, if you suffer from terminal luggage problems, cure them with Amelia Earhart's super lightweight, nonstop carry-on luggage. Casual, practical, and designed with your lifestyle in mind. Attractive luggage you can count on. Nonstop, furnished by Amelia Earhart. And it's normally priced at $310. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Well... Now, see, some of you had to be my people get nervous when they go to the airport. You've been talking about the terminal. It's terrible when the first thing you do, you pull in and you see the word terminal. That's very nerve-wracking. Neil.
Amelia Earhart luggage, will that get lost?
No. No, this was the only thing left after she left. I shouldn't step on that,
sorry,
Neil. That's
it was
a good
easy.
Lie. It is worth it. Listen, since you said that, Neil, I will give you the luggage for $5. You'd be in a tie with David. And in deference to your joke, I'll give you $200 in cash to go with it. $510 bargain for five. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Oh, early on, he's not buying. Hanging on to the lead. Back with us. Name the fabulous group that gave us the following great albums. Revolver, Rubber Soul, Neil.
The Beatles.
The Beatles is right. And Neil goes to 40 with a $10 lead over the champion. What's the military rank and title of the U.S. president? Neil.
Commander-in-chief.
You got the whole thing. You've got another five, yes. According to the poem, there's no joy in Mudville because, David...
Mighty Casey struck out.
That's who struck out. Casey it is, and David goes to 35. But it is Neil with a $10 lead and a $10 money card on the board with a fame game. We're playing for control of the fame game board, looking for a famous thing. A lot of information. We became one of the most sought-after Christmas presents of the 1983 season, and we're still going strong. Last year, an American father flew to London to buy one of us. Neil?
Cabbage Cat Patch Kids.
Yes, exactly right. Cabbage Patch Dolls, Cabbage Patch Kids. You got it. You've got control of the board, Neil. Where's the $10 money card, Sonny?
Behind the seven.
The lights are flashing. If you can stop them on that $10, we'll add it to your score. Neil, we're locked into your buzzer. Good luck.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Ooh, he landed on number four. What does he get?
A scanner. Regency Z10 10-channel programmable scanner. It lets you tune in police, fire, and emergency frequencies. Furnished by Regency.
And, well, Neil, if they run and do hide, from now on, you can find them. We'll be back to the match right after this. Champion David Hefner looking for a second crack at the winner's board, but right now he's in second place. Neil Pomeroy is in the lead by $10 over the champion. And Joe, not out of it, just $25 behind. Just five little questions. And here's one. Little pockets of noodles filled with pork, chicken, or shrimp. Joe?
Egg rolls.
No. Give this traditional Chinese soup its name. Wonton soup. Quick buzzer cost you five. Sorry about that, Joan. Down to 15. According to the old hoedown tune, what kind of animal is in the straw? David.
Turkey.
Turkey in the straw is right. David goes to 40. What red fish describes a false clue in a mystery? Neil.
A herring.
That's right. A red herring it is. And Neil goes to 50. Draw, strip, and stud are variations. David.
Poker.
Poker is right. Man from Nevada knows that. David goes to 45. Yes. Well, Neil, you've got yourself a $5 lead over the champion, and we've got something very useful. You're a married man.
Indeed.
How about this?
Neil, here's a hot idea for your kitchen. Hardwick's Deluxe Century Series Gas Range. Full featured with a continuous cleaning oven and contemporary design. Furnished by the Hardwick Stove Company. And it's normally priced at $699. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
Well, very nice. Beautiful, beautiful stove. Look at that. Oh. Here, Summer, your plastic's ready. It's now.
Don't ham it up.
Neil, it is. They're even groaning in the back on that one, Neil. You got them. I'll tell you what, Neil. You like the stove? Could you use the stove?
Maybe? I could use the stove.
Okay. It's a $699 stove. We'll throw in the plastic ham if need be. You have a $5 lead over the champion, so I will not sell you the stove for $10. I will sell it to you for $5. You'll be in a tie with David.
You're a kind man.
Going once. Going twice. No sale. I'm not that kind, evidently, to Neil. Okay. Hangs on to the $10 lead. Back with this. Walk it or drive it or fly it. David?
Theaters.
Well, he was close. Walk it or drive it or fly it. What would you do with your Airedale? Theaters. No, you would walk it. That's a dog. Yes. Sorry about that, David. You lose five. And again, that $10 lead for Neil. Every employee tends to rise to the level of his incompetence. Neil.
Peter Principle.
That's what it is, the Peter Principle of the $15 lead for Neil. Two neighboring states boast towns named Kansas City. Neil.
Missouri and Kansas.
You got them both. You've got another five. You are right. Going to 60. Nicely done. Igneous, metamorphic, sedimentary. Neil.
Rocks.
That's what they have in common. They are rocks. Yes, indeed. And Neil to 65. This term describes your income before deductions as well. David?
Gross.
As an amount equaling 12 dozen. Gross is right, and David goes to 45. Yes. Speaking of income, it was movie star Earl Flynn who said, "My problem lies in trying to reconcile my net income with my gross habits." We'll be right back. To the match with challenger Neil Pomeroy at 65, Joan Ritzy at 15, and the champion David Hefner at 45. Another money card, $15 money card to be added to the board. Fame game and a famous person. I was born in 1926, the son of a New York tailor. I grew up to sing under the name Joe Barry and was discovered by Bob Hope, who insisted I change my name. Neil.
Chuck Berry.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, and a break for Joan and David, who are trailing. You stay at 65, however. You're playing for control of the board, not for dollars. And we'll clear it. Continue for Joan and David. Bob Hope insists that I change my name. My singing career has spanned three decades, and I became a teenage idol of the 50s with Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Rags to Riches. My other big... Joan.
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett is right. Yes, indeed. I believe it was Anthony Benedetto. He went professionally Joe Barry and then to Tony Bennett. And we go now to the board with you, Joan. Where's that $15 money card?
Behind the two.
Two of them to shoot for and locked into your buzzer, Joan. Good luck.
Come on, 15.
You hit a $10 money card. That makes the game a lot closer as we add that $10 to Joan's score. She goes up to 25. Neil, you're back in now, and all three of you in this. There have been two presidents with the first name Franklin. Roosevelt was one. David?
Pierce.
Pierce is the other, and the champion goes to 50. Yes. What is the name of the rod passed from one runner to another in a relay? Neil.
Baton.
Baton is exactly right. Neil hits a $70 mark. In the hit Neil Simon comedy, Robert Redford and Jane Fonda were barefoot. Joan?
In the park.
In the park is right. Joan goes to 30. Yes. But with an instant bargain, now, Neil, you've got a $20 lead over David. You haven't wanted to buy before. Well, we saw them off at the airport. Let's see where they landed.
Neil, we have a great getaway plan for you. A fabulous trip to the Yucatan. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles to Mexico for a week stay at the Holiday Inn Merida, historical capital of the Yucatan. Fine dining, tennis, swimming, or sightseeing ancient ruins of the past from Holiday Inn Merida. And it's normally priced at $1,720. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Oh, nice trip. And it looks like, Neil, you made it too, Neil. The luggage arrived. So how about that? Trip to Mexico?
Fun in the sun.
You and your wife could go away. Boy, what a good time you would have with a holiday in Mexico. $1,720 trip costs $15. You've got a $20 lead. You buy it. You still have the lead by one question over the champion.
Price is tequila, his sword, though.
It has indeed. And because, I tell you, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking I haven't sold anything all day. And since I haven't, and I don't like to go through a day without selling something, not only will I sell it to you for $15 and you still have the lead, I will give you $400 spending money and over $2,000 trip. He's going to Mexico. Enjoy that. $1,720 trip to Mexico. $400 spending money. We knocked the $15 off your score, and Neil has a $5 lead over David, and down to the wire we go right after this. Enjoy that, Neil. Should be a good trip. Challenger Neil Conroy bought himself a great trip to Mexico, and as a result, we've got a close game. Neil at 55, champion David at 50, and Joan not out of it at 30. Back with us. Name the wife of French King Louis XVI. David?
Marie Antoinette.
Who followed him to the guillotine and was indeed Marie Antoinette. We've got a tie with a gentleman at 55. Name any one of the three African nations that begin with the letter Z. David?
Zimbabwe.
Or Zaire or Zambia. And you've got another five, and the champion goes into the lead. Name the star whose last film in 1926 was The Son of the Sheik. Neil. Valentino. Yes, Rudolph, yes, Valentino. Yes. And Neil loses a valuable $5 and the champion with a $10 lead. However, that can be made up very quickly now with a $25 money card being added to the board. A famous person. I was born in New Orleans in 1939, and my later school and military records indicated emotional problems. In 1959, I went to Russia, where I tried David.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
That's exactly right. Nicely solved. Tried unsuccessfully to become a Russian citizen, I was going to say. David, the champion's got control of that board. Where's that big 25, huh?
Behind the one.
Two of them to shoot for. You've got a slender $10 lead right now, David. Good luck. Oh, he hits a $25 money card. Wow. And he hit the 25, and Neil almost went over backwards because, boy, does that give David the lead. We add that to his score. He goes to 85, and now we finish up the game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? However, we have a lot of questions. David at 85. Neil, of course, you're back in at 50. Joan at 30. Good luck. We start the speed round now. What major U.S. city is served by O'Hare Airport? Joan.
Chicago.
Right. How many sides is a decagon? David.
10.
Right. Name the actress who played Scarlett O'Hara. David.
Vivian Leigh.
Right. What West Indies island chain has its capital at Nassau? David.
The Bahamas.
Right. On which U.S. holiday would you traditionally plant a tree? David.
Arbor Day.
Yes, right on it. What percentage of something do you have if you've got half of it? David.
50%.
Right. Which of our states is nicknamed the last frontier? David.
Alaska.
Yes. Name the Spanish queen who financed Columbus's voyage. Neil.
Time.
Who starred in the movies Scarecrow, Scarface, Serpico. Neil.
Oh, man.
Time. Who served as the first president of the Republic of Texas? David?
Austin.
Wrong. What is the official language of Brazil? Neil?
Portuguese.
Right. Name the world's largest desert. David?
The Sahara.
Right. Who wrote the bestsellers The Sicilian and The Godfather? David?
Puzo.
Right. The Sino-Japanese time is up, and David with a big speed round. Put it away. Congratulations. Back to David in a moment. First of all, the first president of the Republic of Texas was Sam Houston, not Austin. Houston and Scarecrow, cities. Scarface, and Serpico. I bet you know it, Neil, right? Yes, right. That time goes quickly. Al Pacino it is. And Spanish Queen will finance Columbus's voyage to the New World. Queen Isabella, the Spanish Queen. Got to say goodbye to Neil and Joan. And Neil, you got that scanner, that great trip to Mexico. And incidentally, he turned out with that great speed round to win it by far more than you spent on that trip to Mexico. So you made yourself a great buy.
That's why he says
with the trip to Mexico, $645 in cash. A great total, Neil. You're off to Mexico with cash and over $2,400 in cash advice. Enjoy the trip, Neil. Joan didn't pick up anything along the way. We thank you so much for joining us as well. Have a good time.
Thank you, Jim. I enjoyed it.
Good. Nice to have you here with us as well. But David Heffernan at the end put it away, and he's joining me once again at the winner's board. Come on, David. Well, congratulations, David. Did it again.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. And now you've knocked one prize off that board. There are still nine lovely prizes up there. Right now you could win that roll top desk you were eyeing. There is a beautiful sofa up there. Wonderful. Over $2,400 stereo. And take a good look at this very expensive and very lovely computer.
You'll mean business with this sensational home computer. Work with numbers, words, or even pictures. Designed to fit on your desk with second disk drive from Computers Showcase. And this prize is worth $2,595.
That's very nice. That could come in handy with your ice cream business, right? Well, it's up here on the board. Lovely prizes up here now. And when you make a match, that prize is yours. David, let's finish off the day. You came from behind. I congratulate you on that. Let's top it off with a great prize. Good luck and start picking.
Well, let's try the Alpha and the Omega. One.
Number one, he's starting off with sauna.
And number 20.
All the way down in the corner with a win card. Right away, the next thing you pick is an automatic match. David, what are you going to win?
Let's go for 11.
Number 11 for the win with
$10 in cash. Wow! Congratulations! That's a lot of ice cream cones. We're dropping balloons all over the place here.
Wonderful.
Hey, here, Karen. Congratulations.
My wife thinks she's the beautiful girl on TV.
I think she is, too. And you're getting more attractive than
her kiss. Jealous as hell.
Congratulations.
She'll get the $10,000.
Hey, what are you going to do with the $10,000? Any idea?
I think my wife will probably figure out how to spend it somewhere.
I think she will. Well, that is a sensational finish to a great show. We congratulate our champion, David Heffernan. He is $10,000 richer, and he still can continue with a lot more. We'll tell you about it right after this commercial.
Love it.
Way to go, Dave.
Less luck.
Excellent. Oh, it's awesome, but it's awesome. You have to be good together.
Yeah, right.
All right. Ah, God.
Yeah. I was trying for the desk, not the bio desk.
I think you can easily avoid that desk.
That's okay, my wife's not here. She's up in the battle. Let her eat her heart out.
Champion David Heffernan. You know, when somebody wins big, they get a car or $10,000. They drop the balloon. We've given away so much this week. When he hit the $10,000, all we had was three balloons to drop. That's it. That's all that was left. What a great week this has been with someone walking off with $136,000, and then you top it off with another $10,000. Congratulations. And a kiss from Summer, too.
Well, my wife will eat her heart out.
David, you've got two great prizes off the board, including $10,000 in cash. You could stay here until you get all of that. And this.
$50,000 in cash.
And
That would be for David Hefner over $100,000 in cash and prizes. You are certainly well on your way. It has been a great week, with my goodness, we are congratulating people all over the place, and we love it when people win a lot. And tell your friends, tune in Sale of the Century and watch us give away a lot more. David Hefner's been with us for two shows. He's got a trip to Singapore. He's got a couple of little prizes. He's got $11,500 in cash. Two-day total, $17,361. And he'll need two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. Sale of the Century stars Jim Perry.